Hi, this is Margot. This is Wednesday, April 25th, 2018, and it's my second attempt at live streaming this afternoon. My computer totally crashed as soon as I started talking about abrupt climate change. So it took me a while to come back up. So if anybody is tuning in and would like to talk about whatever's on your mind, just type it into the chat room, and that's what these afternoon sessions are for. I have some topics that I like to talk about. I'm interested in AI and, you know, how it's going to be taking over humanity, and it's really freaked me out. I'm interested in abrupt climate change, and in fact, I am a moderator on the abrupt climate change group in Facebook, and so I've learned a lot about climate change, especially recently. And last year, I interviewed Guy McPherson, and he is a climate biologist and researcher, and anyway, that was a real interesting interview that's on my YouTube channel, and that kind of changed my life, and to really see how our climate is changing to the point where he believes that there will be no humans left on the planet in short order, and I happen to agree with him. His idea is that, you know, he's hoping that not all life goes extinct on the planet, but that there's really nothing we can do to stop the runaway climate change that's been set up. And it's kind of like the movie The Day After Tomorrow, except instead of it happening all in one day or a week, it's stretched out. And we're in the middle of it right now. And he says, and a lot of other researchers say, that we are in the middle of the sixth mass extinction right now, and that these happen periodically, and but we've never had this many people living on the planet, you know, going through one of these mass extinctions, and we've never had technology as far along, you know, living on the planet. And so there are all these feedback loops that contribute to the global warming and the runaway climate change, and you know, we've got the sea ice that's melting, the Arctic sea ice, and it's predicted that that will be gone sometime this summer. And when that happens, then the methane is bubbling up, and there could be a huge methane, like gigatons of methane that comes up, and it just explodes into the atmosphere, and it basically sucks all the air out, or makes it to where you can't breathe. And that could happen, you know, as it gets hotter. We could have a lot of nuclear plants that are melting down and blowing up, and you know, it's just one thing after another. So I think we need to get ready to exit the planet personally, and you know, get our spiritual life in order and not be too freaked out about what's going on. Just sit back and watch it like a big show, like a big play, and realize that it is a play, and we don't have control over these situations, and the only thing we do have control over is our own, how we react to these things. And you know, we need to really get a spiritual sense of who we are, what we're going to, how we're going to spend our final days and weeks and months and maybe years, But, you know, I don't see us having years. I'm seeing that we might have a couple of years at the outmost, but we might not have that long, just depending on how things come down. And it's all set up like dominoes, and once they start going, then they set off everything else. So that's what I've seen. And I've also seen that, you know, people, they're just not thinking, and they get really angry really fast. They're being affected by the cell phone towers, the microwave beaming, and what I've seen in my sessions, you know, when I look into people empathically, a lot of them have a lot of heavy metal toxicity built up in their bodies, and that is natural for living in this society the way we are living now, for us to accumulate heavy metals in our bodies. It's really hard to get rid of, and it really likes to go to the brain. And if you've ever had silver fillings in your teeth, that's silver amalgam, and that's a heavy metal, and that's mercury, and that goes right, it's released all the way through your body. And so I've had mine replaced. I don't have any metal in my mouth anymore, and I noticed a difference. I only had two silver fillings, but I noticed a difference, and my health improved just when I got those two replaced. But what I've seen is, like, people have this heavy metal, like, stuck in their brains, and it's in their intestines, and then they've got their cell phones and all this wireless technology, and as that's like beaming around, it's like triggering all these signals, extra signals, through these heavy metals through the body, and it sets up an unnatural condition in the body, and their energy really gets off balance, and it also sets up a very acidic condition in the body. And so when you've got a real acidic condition in the body rather than an alkaline condition, then you're more prone to disease and all kinds of things, parasites, all kinds of things. So, you know, when I work with people, I'm not just removing implants. I'm also looking in the body and seeing what kind of conditions are set up, and seeing, you know, and making natural recommendations about how to alleviate those conditions. So, one really good website for heavy metal detox is MyersDetox.com. It's MyersDetox.com, and it's Wendy Myers, and that's kind of her specialty, is detox. And I attended a heavy metal detox summit that she put on recently, where she interviewed like 36 of the leading natural health experts around the world about how they detox heavy metals with their patients. And all of them say, number one, get the metals out of your mouth. That is the number one thing to do. And then once you get the metals out of your mouth, and it's through natural dentistry, then you start detoxing where it's built up in your body, and then your immune system starts getting better. And, you know, you need to do intestinal cleanse. You need to be able to get these metals out of your body, and they come out through the intestines and through the urine and through the skin primarily. So That was a really it, that heavy metals detox summit was invaluable. They also recommend ionizing detox foot baths, and that's a really good way to get the heavy metals out. I actually purchased a detox a foot bath system, and I've been doing that. And you have to be careful. You don't want to do those too often, because if you do them too often, you can start detoxing too fast and go into overload. So those are just some things there. We're headed into a really, really hot summer coming up. We've got sea ice at the lowest it's been ever in the Arctic at this time of year. So, Sam Karana and some others are predicting an ice-free Arctic possibly by September, maybe sooner. And if we have that, we're going to be in big trouble worldwide. So if anybody has anything they'd like to talk about, they can type it into the chat room. I'd like to welcome all the people watching now, and people when they listen to this and it's archived, welcome. And I'd like to thank all of my 906 YouTube subscribers that I have now. I've been on YouTube not quite 2 years, and I'm kind of a latecomer to the game, but I'm here and just learning to do live streaming. And so anyway, I have a couple of people watching right now. Welcome. But no one's typing into the chat room. So I'm gonna type a welcome message into the chat room. Well, my browser crashed. I hope we're not repeating what just happened. I hope my computer stays up. This seems to happen when I like to go live, or when it's an important message that I'm trying to get out. They just start crashing my computer over and over and over. Okay, I've got my message there in the chat room. So, in the meantime, if we build an audience, that's great. If anyone has any questions or anything they want to talk about, they can type them in the chat room. And I'll check back periodically. But last time, what I did was I read some psalms, because to everybody. I read the first seven psalms. There are lots of psalms, but we're only familiar with like the 23rd psalm and a few others. But all of them are good, and I find them all comforting, especially when you're feeling like you're coming under attack from the enemy or from the dark side. You're feeling abandoned. You're feeling like you're at your wits' end. You're at the end of your rope. And these psalms were written by David, and he wasn't perfect, but he definitely was tuned in to God, and he could hear God. He would speak to God, and he could hear God. You know, he was the one that slayed the giant Goliath. And so he did a lot of good. And so, you know, he had a harp, and he would sing these psalms. And so the psalms are actually lyrics to songs that David wrote for different things. And so I'm going to start today with Psalms 8 and read some of these. And you can read along on the screen, or you can just listen. And I find them comforting, and they're interesting to listen to. So this psalm, Psalms 8, is to the chief musician upon Gittith, a psalm of David. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set thy glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger. When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars, which thou hast ordained, what is man, that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man, that thou visitest him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou hast made him to have dominion over the works of thine hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, yea, and the beasts of the field, the fowl of the air, and the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passeth through the paths of the sea. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. So that was Psalms 8. And the next is Psalms 9, to the chief musician upon Muthlabin, a psalm of David. I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will shew forth all thy marvelous works. I will be glad and rejoice in thee. I will sing praise to thy name, O thou Most High. When mine enemies are turned back, they shall fall and perish at thy presence. For thou hast maintained my right and my cause. Thou satest in the throne judging right. Thou hast rebuked the heathen. Thou hast destroyed the wicked. Thou hast put out their name for ever and ever. And thou enemy, destructions are come to a perpetual end, and thou hast destroyed cities, their memorial is perished with them. But the Lord shall endure forever. He hath prepared his throne for judgment, and he shall judge the world in righteousness. He shall minister judgment to the people in uprightness. The Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble. And they that know thy name will put their trust in thee, for thou, Lord, hast not forsaken them that seek thee. Sing praises to the Lord which dwelleth in Zion. Declare among the people his doings. When he maketh inquisition for blood, he remembereth them. He forgetteth not the cry of the humble. Have mercy upon me, O Lord. Consider my trouble which I suffer of them that hate me, thou that liftest me up from the gates of death, that I may shew forth all thy praise in the gates of the daughter of Zion. I will rejoice in thy salvation. The heathen are sunk down in the pit that they made. In the net which they hid is their own foot taken. The Lord is known by the judgment which he executeth. The wicked is snared in the work of his own hands. Higgaion, Selah. The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God, for the needy shall not always be forgotten. The expectation of the poor shall not perish forever. Arise, O Lord, let not man prevail, Let the heathen be judged in thy sight. Put them in fear, O Lord, that the nations may know themselves to be but men. Selah. So he's saying, you know, if we put our heart and our faith in God, then, you know, we'll be protected. And this is comforting to me because I know a lot of us are coming under attack right now. A lot of people are coming under spiritual attack. And people ask, you know, why am I coming under such spiritual attack? And it's because we're all coming under spiritual attack. But especially if you're doing something right, and especially if you are living a moral, upstanding life, and you're fighting the dark side, and you're not bowing down to the dark side, and you're not selling out to the dark side, then you will come under extra spiritual attack. And, you know, like someone like me, I have a world presence. It's not huge, but I'm out there, and, you know, a lot of people have heard me and have, you know, read my stuff and heard my videos, and, you know, I come under a lot of attack just because of that, and the clients that I work with, and so I come under great attack. But every time I come under attack, I realize that it's because I'm doing something right, and I just keep pushing forward and doing more. And I'm seeing my friend Peter is in the chat room. Hi, Peter. I'm so glad you say thanks. I'm so glad you're here. It's been a long time since I've heard from you. If you have anything you'd like to say or any questions or anything, you know, go ahead and type them in. And I didn't do any more campfire chats. You know, we kind of got to know each other during that campfire chat that I did back in September. I was planning on doing more at that time, but my life got super busy, and I had some personal obligations that, you know, my personal life that I still have, so I don't have as much free time as I did before I took on these extra obligations. But, you know, I would like to do more of those. They take a lot of energy and time that I just don't have. I just don't have it in me. So I'd like to, but, you know, at this point, I don't see that really happening. But I'm glad to see you're here, and hope you're well, and, you know, that you're moving forward with your goals and what you're wanting to do, and that you're safe in your location, wherever you are now. So thanks for commenting and letting me know that you're here. It means a lot to me. And by the way, I have never monetized my YouTube channel. I could have. I wouldn't have made a lot of money because I don't get a lot of views. I've had a few videos that have gotten quite a few views, like when I interviewed Jordan Maxwell. I still get views on Jordan Maxwell's interview. And that was one of my first ones. And I still get quite a few views on my Guy McPherson interview. And but the others I don't get tons of views on. But, you know, so I don't make money off of these videos. I just see it as a way to get my message out, and so that people can find out about me and learn more about my work, and contact me if they'd like to work with me. And also, this is kind of a ministry for me, as a way to contact people and bring a spiritual message as well at these end times. Oh, thank you, Peter. By not monetizing, I feel like I haven't sold out to the beast as well. I mean, I could definitely use the money, and I don't ask for donations or, you know, anything like that. But, you know, I could use the money, but, you know, I'm doing okay. I'm surviving. I'm definitely poverty level, but I don't need a lot. I don't have expensive tastes and expensive needs. My health is pretty good. I don't have, you know, huge medical bills or anything like that. So far, so good. I'm just hoping we get out of here before much longer. So let's go on with the Psalms. This is Psalms 10. Why standest thou afar off, O Lord? Why hidest thou thyself in times of trouble? Oh, let me unblock my window. There it is. I'll start Psalms 10 again. Why standest thou afar off, O Lord? Why hidest thou thyself in times of trouble? The wicked in his pride doth persecute the poor. Let them be taken in the devices that they have imagined. For the wicked boasteth of his heart's desire, and blesseth the covetous whom the Lord abhorreth. The wicked, through the pride of his countenance, will not seek after God. I need to get a drink of water. Hold on. Hold on, I'm gonna mute. See, this is what happens when I start reading sometimes. I have really bad allergies. Or when I talk too long, I just get all dried up. And just can't talk. So this is probably another attack. Satan wants to silence me, and I know this, but I rebuke you, Satan. You will not silence me, because this word needs to get out, and people need to hear this. The wicked, through the pride of his countenance, will not seek after God. God is not in all his thoughts. His ways are always grievous. Thy judgments are far above out of his sight. As for all his enemies, he puffeth at them. He has said in his heart, I shall not be moved. for I shall never be in an adversity. His mouth is full of cursing and deceit and fraud. Under his tongue is mischief and vanity. He sitteth in the lurking places of the villages. In the secret places doth he murder the innocent. His eyes are privily set against the poor. He lieth in wait secretly as a lion in his den. He lieth in wait to catch the poor. He doth catch the poor when he draweth him into his net. He croucheth and humbleth himself, that the poor may fall by his strong ones. He has said in his heart, God hath forgotten. He hideth his face. He will never see it. Arise, O Lord. O God, lift up thine hand. Forget not the humble. Wherefore doth the wicked condemn God? He hath said in his heart, Thou wilt not require it. Thou hast seen it, for thou beholdest mischief and spite, to requite it with thy hand. The poor committeth himself unto thee. Thou art the helper of the fatherless. Break thou the arm of the wicked and the evil man. Seek out his wickedness till thou find none. And the Lord is king for ever and ever. The heathen are perished out of his land. Lord, thou hast heard the desire of the humble. Thou wilt prepare their heart. Thou wilt cause thine ear to hear, to judge the fatherless and the oppressed, that the man of the earth may no more oppress. That's a really good one. No wonder Satan was trying to silence me on that one. I mean, that's exactly what's happening now. It seems like, you know, nobody wants to hear a spiritual word or hear about Jesus or hear about God, and they're all caught up in the material. And you know, in that message that Jesus gave me a couple of months ago, he was saying that everything is a distraction. Everything from 3D is a distraction. Everything, seriously. And you just really have to go within. And if you will go within, and you sincerely go within and pray and ask for connection with God and Jesus and ask to be forgiven of your sins and forgiven of the sins that you know about and the ones you don't know about, and that the ones you don't know about, bring them to your attention so that you can ask for forgiveness and stop doing those things that are sins that you may not even be aware of, then you know, that's the beginning. And then ask for Jesus to come into your heart and to guide you, and that you be filled with the Holy Spirit. And that's the beginning. And that's how it worked for me. And it'll work for you that way too. I know it will. So, how long have we been streaming here? Okay, I still have two watching, and my browser just crashed again. They really don't want me doing this. This is a sign that it's a very important message. Very important message here. So, we've been going at this for 35 minutes, and I think I'm going to wrap this up for today, and then I'll get it uploaded and archived. So I'd like to thank my viewers this afternoon, my two watching. Thank you, Peter. It was good to connect with you again. And let's just say a parting prayer. And Until next time. And I don't really plan these. I just come on when I have time and when I feel led to. So, if I'm able to plan them, I'll put up a notice. But otherwise, I just like to go impromptu. Dear Father God and Jesus, we thank you for this day and we thank you for this opportunity to come together. And you say, we're two or more, we come together in fellowship and of like mind, that your will, that your will is done. And so we have two watching and I'm here, so that makes three of us. And then we'll have people in the archives. And we thank you for your blessings and your guidance, and we thank you for the miracles that you're performing in our lives. And we ask that you touch the hearts of everyone listening to this right now and in the archives, and you lift them up. And if anybody needs a healing, or if they've got a physical affliction that they're dealing with, just lift them up and give them a healing. And if they need guidance, then make their minds clear and open their inner hearing. Let them be able to hear the small, still voice and make it apparent that they are communicating with you or Jesus or their angels. And give them clear guidance and bring them the peace beyond the peace of all understanding. And let them know that they're not alone and that this is not their world, this is not our world. And give them the strength and the courage to persevere and to occupy for as long as we have to be here, however long that is. And help us to do it with grace and courage and integrity. And help us to always take the high road and never sell out. And help us to comfort others who are less fortunate than we are. And, just guide us in what we're supposed to do here so that we can do your will and that your will be done and not our will. And help us to lose our egos so that we can connect with you and just know more of you. And prepare us for leaving this existence so that we'll know what to do when it's time. And all of these things we ask in the name of Jesus Christ. And I pray the blood of Jesus over everyone listening and over the whole world to bring peace and God's will, your will, for whatever is supposed to happen. For our highest good and the highest good for everyone involved in the whole situation. And I pray for all of the other dimensional beings that are here to help, and I pray for their safety as well. And all of these things we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, amen. So I'd like to thank everyone for coming today. Again, my name is Margot. My website is Margot's Healing Corner. And until next time, go in peace, God bless, and goodbye.